much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. I'll bet you might have a need for healing in your life, and you probably know a few people who need healing as well, not only in their lives, in their bodies. You might be watching today and you have cancer, you know somebody who has cancer. You might have some problems with arthritis. You might have some problems with a thyroid disease. You might have some problems with your pancreas. Lots of kinds of areas and places where we need healing. And today you want to watch because we're talking about healing today. And in fact, grab your friends, get on the phone, tell them, text them, say, hey, turn on to Marilyn and Sarah. They're doing the healing thing today because it's going to be super powerful. And you'll see God has some keys for you with healing that you probably haven't known before.
Sarah, and we have a wonderful testimony about healing. We have people writing into us. But I think one of the most exciting ones was that I had a girl in Israel who came up to me just off the top. We were touring and said, I got healed from your television. I was on a divan. I couldn't get up. And you pointed to me on the television and said, get up, you're going to walk. And she said, I've been walking ever since. Healing is the bread of the children. You're going to love the program. And I want to thank all of you partners and how you bless us and how you support us, how you pray for us. And one of our partners wrote in and told how they had just received a new car from a relative. Hey, we believe for cars, we believe for houses, and today you're going to believe for unusual miracles in your life. So watch and receive. Don't just watch. Watch and receive. Say, I'm watching and I am receiving because God has a miracle with your name on it. We don't want you to miss it. God doesn't want you to miss it, and we put our faith in Him.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you.
I'm so glad you're watching. And we have this wonderful guest, Robert
Hi.
Henderson. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Woohoo! We're so excited. And Courts of Heaven.
Yes.
And the key thing on this is healing.
Yes.
Healing. Oh my goodness. You want to put your remote control down because you can't miss. Oh, this is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal time for you. So put your remote control down because this is all about healing.
Amen.
And I love this because, frankly, when you have this book, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven, that's kind of, I love a mystery.
Yes.
But when you get into the book, oh, folks, it's something you will read more than one time because I read through it. I marked it. I read too fast because I get too excited and now I have to go back through it again. And you need to have it. And healing is the bread of the children, really. And health, I believe, is the bread of the children. So we want you to call in, of course, with your needs, healing or whatever. But also, we want you to get the books. I said books, because this is a wonderful way to pass on healing and miracles.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I'm so privileged to get to be with you guys today. Thank you so much. But I completely agree with what you just said, that it is the passion of Jesus to heal.
Right.
I mean, all you have to do is look through the Word to see that, because He came to manifest the Father's heart. He said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. And so He walked about healing all that were oppressed by the devil. That's what He was
right.
anointed to do. And so what I've done in the book is try to unlock some keys sometimes, especially with people who didn't get healed. In other words, we see a lot of people get healed, right, but sometimes we pray for people and they don't get healed. And I thought, well, what's stopping that? What's hindering that? And the Lord began to reveal to me the whole issue of the courts of heaven. In fact, what happened was we started functioning back in 2000 very strongly in a healing ministry. We saw lots of miracles happen in the church I was leading. It just was like a healing move that started happening. And we were on TV some then in those days, and people would literally come from hours and hours away to be healed. And we saw so many miracles. And we were just excited about everything God was doing. Well, in the middle of that, my wife, Mary, has a dream. And in the dream, she hears a voice say this. The voice said, "Tell Robert, if he does not pray for them correctly, they will die." Wow. And she told me, and it made me mad because I was like, well, I don't even know what that means. What do I do with that? Right. And I struggled with it for a long time. But when God started giving me the revelation of the court of heaven and the legal dimension of the Spirit, I knew that's what the Lord was talking about. And so I began to delve into it and try to come to some understanding of legally what could the enemy be using against us that would be stopping healing from actually becoming a reality in our life. So that's kind of how that book came out of my heart.
I love it. And I think it's a real blessing because, you know, healing has been my lifestyle, all of us really. But when I see how the enemy works and how heaven works,
yes,
it is just awesome.
Yes.
And I'd like to say to you again, a lot of you need healing or you have loved ones who need healing and or you've given up. You think, what's the use? You need to call us. Let us pray with you, of course. And, you know, maybe you have other things on your heart. You have unsaved loved ones on your heart. Call us because we'd love to pray with you. We don't counsel. But folks, I like this about books. They are really missionaries. You can read them. You can mark them up. You can pass them on. And this is my marked up one because I just have so enjoyed it. But I saw some things I have not seen. And, you know, sometimes we think we know everything. We don't at all. And you may be thinking, oh, I've heard everything about healing. I don't think you've read this. You need to get it. And Sarah, you are a miracle of healing.
Sure.
Your birth.
You bet. And I know there are a lot of people watching, Robert, who have not been healed. Mm-hmm. And you know of people who haven't been healed. And you're probably watching and thinking, I'm a little bit shady on this healing thing because it didn't work. Mm-hmm. How many times have we said that? So I really want to encourage you to hop on the phone, get on the website, grab a couple of copies of this book. It's a huge resource to kind of walk you through sometimes why it, quote unquote, doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And you start off, the very first story in the book is about a dude that wasn't healed and kind of how he walked through that.
Yes.
So
yes.
Help us with that.
Yeah, you know, he's a friend of mine. In fact, connected to me, you know, in the ministry, quote unquote, son in the ministry, if you will. And all of a sudden, he began to have pain out of the blue in his head. And it ended up being a tumor pressing against the pituitary gland. And the doctors couldn't stop it. They gave him all sorts of medicine, steroids, pain medication. Nothing would stop it for 6 weeks. 6 weeks he was in that condition. And every 10 minutes, the pain would come over him. The doctors actually told him later, he said it was the same pain as a stage 4 cancer victim.
Wow.
But then they said, no, actually, it was worse than that. And that's the level of pain he was enduring. And so he hadn't slept in 6 weeks.
Wow.
Because every 10 minutes here, it would come again. And so tremendous pain. Well, I had prayed for him 2 or 3 times over the phone because he lived off in another place. And, you know, no effect. No, and everybody prayed for him. And so I knew about the courts of heaven. I taught it, ministered to people from it, all these kind of things. And I really felt the Lord say, you know, lead him in this. So what I did was, he's an African American. And so I went and I called him one day and I said, hey, Ray, I said, let me do this. I said, in your African culture, in every African city in Africa, there are altars at city gates that dedicate the inhabitants of that city to a demon god. And I said, because this is what my African friends, I minister in Africa mm-hmm. quite a bit, tell me. And I said, so if that happened somewhere in your bloodline, that there was a dedication of a city that your relatives, ancestors came from, then that means the enemy is claiming a legal right against you to afflict you with this. So what we need to do by faith is just come before the Lord and say, Lord, we're asking that based on what you did for us on the cross, mm-hmm. by the blood of Jesus, that every covenant with any demon god in my bloodline is annulled, that is revoked. And so I led him into prayer to do that, prayed for him again to be healed, felt a little bit of relief. About 4 or 5 hours later, it was time to go to bed where he was. And this is his testimony. He said he wasn't going to go into the bedroom again after 6 weeks and keep his wife awake all night long because he couldn't sleep. Every 10 minutes, he would wake up because of the pain. I can't even imagine. And so, he said he went into the living room. And he said, as he went into the living room, he said these words. He said, just out of weakness and fatigue after all this time, he said, Lord, would you please heal me? Maybe for the thousandth time. You know, how many times has he asked to be healed? But he just utters that simple prayer, Lord, would you please heal me? And the next thing he knows, he hears the trash truck outside. And he wakes up and he realizes, I've been asleep for hours. Right. He had to sleep for minutes.
Wow.
In 6 weeks. And he begins to check himself, realizes the pain is completely gone, and he is completely, totally healed. The tumor is gone. The pituitary gland is freed. There's no more pain. There's no more pressure. And he said, it's because when I dealt with the legal thing that the enemy was using to afflict me, God was now free to heal me. And healing came to him.
And he shares that. But tell the process of that legal thing. Could you do that?
Yeah. You know, first of all, in 1 Peter 5:8, this is really important. 1 Peter 5:8, the Apostle Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, okay? The word adversary is the Greek word antidikos, which actually means a legal opponent. It means one who brings a lawsuit. See, people don't realize the enemy, our battle is not necessarily on a battlefield as much as it is in a courtroom, because the Satan is a legal opponent. And some would say, well, now wait, when Jesus died on the cross, he freed us from that. And I say, yes, but Peter as an apostle after the cross is still saying that Satan is our legal opponent. He's our adversary. He is the legal opponent. He's walking about or searching things out to find a legal right, it says in 1 Peter 5:8, to devour us. So often what's happening, whether it's sickness or it's finances or it's relationship issues or life is just falling to pieces and you can't figure out what's causing it to happen, what's allowing it to happen, it's because the enemy has some kind of a legal case against you that is giving him the right to do this. So Peter says, be on guard and undo any legal case. And the way we do that is through the blood of Jesus, because Hebrews 12:24 says there is a blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel.
Now, hold on a second, yeah. Because we're going to come right back. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Yes,
and I know you're
yes.
watching and thinking, holy buckets, what's going on? Legal courts and what's happened in my life that might expose me to this enemy.
What do you do when your prayers for healing go unanswered? The Bible is clear. God's will is to heal, and yet believers often pray for healing and do not receive it. Why? The answer can be found in the courts of heaven. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Robert Henderson's book, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven. In this powerful teaching, you will learn how to identify hindering spirits and barriers, break curses and strongholds, pray in a breakthrough dimension, release the healing verdict of atonement. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's Confessions of Health and Healing CD. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah. Scripture by scripture, you will speak God's word of healing and health over your life. To round out this valuable resource, we will send you Marilyn's Speak the Word to Your Body booklet and Healing Scripture card. You can supernaturally safeguard your good health and promote healing through prayer and God's word. Call or click today to receive this life-changing resource.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty Coffee Table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Call or click today to become a partner and help us cover the earth with the word and connect everyone to the heart of God. Marilyn and Sarah have been covering the earth with the word on television for over 50 years. but television isn't the only way their ministry can be viewed. Today, With Marilyn and Sarah can be seen on platforms such as YouTube, Roku, Fire TV, as well as podcasts on iTunes and Google. It's easier than ever to be encouraged with God's work at home, work, or on the go. You can replay any program at any time. Tune in and be blessed.
You will be so delighted that you are watching this program. In fact, I can put my hand on my heart and tell you, you will never be the same. Because looking at receiving healing from the courts of heaven, it will open doors to you about the miraculous and the healing power of Jesus that is awesome. And so, Robert, you got this book out of a revelation, but my goodness, you've seen it work and work and work. Share with us how everyone needs the book. Everyone needs this revelation.
Absolutely. But as we were just talking in the break, I've been a warrior for a long time. I mean, in the spirit. You just don't tolerate things. You just say, no, devil, you're not doing that.
Right, right.
We're going to expand the kingdom. But I always did it from a battlefield mentality. And I do believe there is a battlefield in the spirit world. But I believe that it's first a legal dimension that's in the spirit world. For instance, in Revelation 19:11, the scripture says that when Jesus comes back on the white horse, it said he comes back and it says to judge and to make war. And I read that and the Lord said, notice the order, that whenever the Lord comes back, when he comes back in his aggression, if you will, against the powers of darkness to establish fully the kingdom rule, here's what he said. He comes to judge. That's judicial activity. Judgment is always judicial activity. And then from that, he makes war. And so the Lord said to me, he said, never go to the battlefield unless you have first been into the courtroom and got legal things in place. And that changed everything.
Oh.
Because what I discovered was so often we run to the battlefield without having gotten legal things in place in the spirit world. And if you don't have legal things in place, the enemy can actually backlash against you and begin to come after you. And I believe me, I went through some of that too. So I thought, I don't want any more of that. What am I doing wrong? What am I not seeing? And I began to realize that I needed to deal with issues in the spirit world that were legal in nature, which a big part of it is our own life, but it's also bloodline issues, issues that are in our generations that are hidden from us sometimes. And the enemy is using it as a legal right. One of the best examples of that is in 2 Samuel 21, where there is a famine in the land for 3 years. And after the third year,
right,
David says, hey, there's something wrong here because this is not natural. You know, maybe you have some problems and you're a little, but 3 years. And David says, we got to do something about this. So he asked God. That's a good thing to do.
Right.
He asked God and he said, why? And God says, because Saul broke the covenant with the Gibeonites that Joshua made. Therefore, the enemy has taken that as a legal right to shut the heavens up. And they had been praying. So David goes to the Gibeonites and says, what have I got to do to fix this? And David does what they say. And the Bible says, and God heeded the prayer for the land. Now, what Saul had done had been 70 years before. So literally 70 years before, the enemy had grabbed something and was using that legally as a reason to be able to shut the heavens up presently. And so I began to realize, okay, there's some things that the enemy can use from our history, even from our ancestry, that he can claim a legal right to use against us. And we actually see the Lord undo a lot of that and bring people in this area into healing. Again, that's what I feel like the Lord meant when he said, when he spoke to my wife and said, tell Robert, if he doesn't pray for them correctly, they will die. In other words, there will be people that will die that God doesn't want to die. And because we know that we see people die prematurely. The Bible even talks about that. And so we say, okay, and this is what I also say, okay, that the enemy works from two dimensions. He works from a legal perspective and an illegal perspective, because the Bible reveals him as the adversary, the antidikos, the one who brings a legal case. There's also another word in Revelation 12:10 that he's the accuser, which is the Greek word kategoros, which means a complainant at law. So both of those are legal terms. So he works from a legal perspective. He builds cases against us that would give him the right to devour us again, according to 1 Peter 5:8. But he's also the thief and the robber. So that's illegal. So he does things. So if I pray for somebody and they don't get healed, and I know we're in faith, and I know the presence of God is there, and I know we're doing everything we know, but they don't get healed, then I back up and I say, okay, maybe there's something legal here that the enemy is using, and I start to examine that to see what might be happening there that would be allowing this sickness to take place. And if I can deal with that, then people get healed.
That is awesome. Are you watching this? Is it really penetrating your heart? You say, yeah, and my mind too. And folks, we need to live and move out healing as the bread of the children. We're His children. We belong to Him. We need to walk not only in healing, but in health. And so this Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven by Robert Anderson is your book. You need it so much. When I read this, and you know, sometimes you think, oh, I know everything about healing. Well, we don't. And this will be so fresh to you, but it will show you how to win. So if you haven't called in with your prayer requests, we'd love to pray for you. But also, Sarah, I think everybody watching needs this book.
I do too. And I feel impressed in my heart. Those of you watching who are struggling with arthritis, bursitis, joint pain, I want you to call now. We want to pray for you. Get on the website. Tell them on the website, hey, pray for me. Leave your prayer requests. We want to pray for you. And I just feel strongly, and I felt that from the beginning of our time on this program, for arthritis, bursitis, and joint pain. So hop on the phone, get on the website. We want to pray for you. And of course, while you're there, don't just get one copy of Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven. Get 3 to 5, because you want to give these to your friends, because all of us know people who need healing.
Absolutely.
Healing in the body, healing in the emotions, healing. And I think it's really fascinating thinking in terms of a legal, from a legal perspective.
Right.
Because I don't think we often think in those
terms.
But it is big.
That was a major revelation to me. I mean, it made me see the spirit world in a completely different way than when I looked at it before.
Yeah.
And changed the way I function there. I mean, by faith, the way I just, you know, move there and go there. And I want to just say one more thing. In addition to what you said, I believe God's healing somebody of fibromyalgia.
Nice.
That the healing virtue of God. Years ago, this lady came to me. She had fibromyalgia. And I laid, and she's a Baptist lady. And I laid hands on her. And I began to pray. And I said, what's happening? And she said, the pain's worse. To the point she was like almost screaming. Mm-hmm. And I said, this is what I knew. I said, then there's some kind of a demonic thing here. Because it's fighting me. It's fighting the anointing. Mm-hmm. And I always knew that whenever something got worse when you started praying. And so I looked at her. I said, tell me when this came on you. She said, my son-in-law was murdered. I said, well, that's terrible. Oh. She said, but the doctor said that the stress connected to that time caused fibromyalgia to develop. And I looked at her and I said, well, ma'am, I said, I don't believe that. I said, I believe the stress opened things up where that a demonic thing came in, was able to afflict you. And she was Baptist. So I said, I'm about to rebuke this thing. And I said, I'm going to take its legal right away. I'm going to have you pray. I'm going to take this liquor. Long story short, the power of God touched her. She was completely healed.
Wow.
So all these people, that all these things we just call out, I just declare healing over all these elements and just say, Lord, just let your touch come and let every legal right that the enemy would be using against you, let it be revoked. Lord, let it be annulled and let your healing flow come and touch those that are watching today. Let this be the day of their deliverance. This be the time when they are completely healed, that they've waited so long. I just sense you've waited so long. I'm just asking in Jesus' name that every legal right would be revoked and your portion, the children's bread that belongs to you, would now come to you in Jesus' name.
You need to call us. You know, that's a powerful prayer and powerful faith behind it and powerful results in you. But I want you not only to call in, and we're going to stand with you, but I want you to get the book, because I'm telling you, the things you're hearing on here, when the program is over, you'll kind of think, oh, did he say this? Did he say that? That's why I like the book so much. And that's why I like to mark it up. And that's why I like to pass it on. So I'd like for you to really call in, of course, with your prayer needs. And maybe I feel like some of you have a special heart for your child who's in sickness right now, and we're going to believe God. But also, get the books and pass them on. Folks, we don't need to be ignorant of the devil's devices. My goodness, we don't need to be ignorant. We have the Word of God, which lifts the blind from our eyes. So please call in. Please get the books. And remember, God loves you. He wants you whole, spirit, soul, and body. Isn't that wonderful? And as your days are, this is what I claim every day, so shall my strength be. So don't say I'm getting weaker. No, you say I'm getting better, because the Word of God quickens me and gives me life and health in Jesus' name.
What do you do when your prayers for healing go unanswered? The Bible is clear. God's will is to heal. And yet, believers often pray for healing and do not receive it. Why? The answer can be found in the courts of heaven. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Robert Henderson's book, Receiving Healing from the Courts of Heaven. In this powerful teaching, you will learn how to identify hindering spirits and barriers, break curses and strongholds, pray in a breakthrough dimension, release the healing verdict of atonement. We will also send you Marilyn and Sarah's Confessions of Health and Healing CD. Start your day confessing God's healing promises with Marilyn and Sarah. Scripture by scripture, you will speak God's word of healing and health over your life. To round out this valuable resource, we will send you Marilyn's Speak the Word to Your Body booklet and Healing Scripture card. You can supernaturally safeguard your good health and promote healing through prayer and God's word. Call or click today to receive this life-changing resource.
I know you're just sitting out there thinking, well, why don't they pray for me? So you are going to pray for them, and they're going to receive the miracle of healing that they need today.
Amen.
Bless you now. Amen. Watch and receive.
Father, I just want to thank you right now. I want to thank you that there's a very real court in heaven, Lord, where the legal work of Jesus on the cross, Lord, secures for us everything he died for. And I thank you that any accusation that the enemy would bring to try to deny that right from becoming ours by the blood of Jesus is now broken and annulled. And so right now, I just release healing. And Father, in regards to depression, I just declare, let depression be broken. Let that thing, I see it paralyzing people. I break the authority of it on the basis of who Jesus is and what he has done. And I say, depression, your powers are broken, and the people that are watching this are freed right now. Lord, I even sense those who suffer from epilepsy and seizures, I say healing for you. I say no more torment, no more harassment in the name of Jesus. I thank you for doing this. And Lord, just touch every situation and free your people in Jesus' name.
Amen. I love it. Oh my goodness, I love it. And make sure you grab your copy. I'm telling you, this is a huge, huge resource tool for us to walk in supernatural health, not just healing in a one-off here and there, random on occasion, but supernatural health. So grab your copies today. Pass them on to your friends. It's going to be very phenomenal.